Share Punjab AM 600, your favorite news talk station. Welcome to the show. Main hai thodi apni Sukhi. Today we have the privilege of having Brenda Locke, Surrey the Jede Mayor Hagia, Mayor of Surrey, with us to discuss a crucial and exciting topic that's making headlines today, the proposed bus rapid transit system in Surrey. So apa ede bare thodi ji hor dungai de vich gal karde ha. We'll dive deep into its potential implications, benefits, the vision behind this transportation initiative. So without further ado, let's begin this insightful conversation and let's welcome to the show Mayor Brenda Locke. Hello, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Sukhi. I am so pleased to be on your show today.
Great. So, you know, we got an exciting media release today regarding the proposed bus rapid transit project for Surrey. So can you tell us a little bit more about it, an overview, and, you know, perhaps some of its key objectives?
Sure. Well, one of the reasons that I think it's newsworthy right now is that it came up at council meeting on Monday that Surrey passed a motion that said that we really do want the bus rapid transit, and that's all part of Transportation 2050 that TransLink is putting forward. So we are very excited to be one of the nine different routes that were chosen or that will be chosen. Only one or two or three will be chosen from that group of nine to go forward with the new BRT route. And the one we chose was, of course, King George, without a doubt. King George from Central City right through to Highway 99 at the transit hub there.
Oh, wow. Okay, great. So that's, you know, quite a bit of a route, and definitely there's a lot of transportation challenges in that area. So how will the system address the current transportation challenges, you think, in Surrey? Like, you know, obviously traffic congestion is one of them, accessibility. You know, what do you think is going to be the main pros of the system?
Well, you know, I think the first thing we all have to just understand is that cities cannot build our way out of congestion. We have to provide, and TransLink understands that as well, we have to provide public transit. There is no doubt about it. Besides, you know, the cost of vehicles, this is an affordability issue as well. But so for most people, they're really excited about good transit in our city. And I think all of us that live in this city know that we have been grossly underserved in terms of transportation. We've been underserved by a number of things, but transportation infrastructure, absolutely. So we're really sticking up our hand in Surrey and saying we need it. We need it now.
Right.
And that corridor is the one that is the most feasible for us to build quickly. And it's also where the highest amount of population is. Newton is our largest town center.
So definitely we know, you know, the BRT system is definitely going to impact the daily lives of Surrey residents, both in terms of commuting and quality of life. Now, let's talk about timeline, you know, for the implementation of the BRT system and kind of what are the key milestones in this project's development?
Well, I think the very next big milestone is for TransLink, and I'm on the mayor's council for TransLink. We have a meeting in a couple of weeks to start to really nail down who are the top three contenders out of nine. And, you know, our fingers are crossed for the King George Corridor, and we certainly have put our hand up and made our arguments. And it's a very strong argument. Once that happens, you know, let's hope it's the Surrey that's chosen, then it's just, it's about a 2-year process to build. Everything is dependent on money, but, it is something that TransLink has, got in its, sight lines and something that we absolutely, are going to and want to do, for Metro Vancouver.
Great. And, you know, of course, you know, when it comes to, you know, having anything new, you know, we're going to have to be talking about, you know, funding, right? And so how will the BRT project be funded? And what do you think is the approximate or expected cost of this implementation?
Yeah, so the costs are still being looked at, and it all depends on which route TransLink picks. So there hasn't been anything nailed down yet on the cost, but certainly those cost implications will go. TransLink is a funding organization, so we do have our own funds that we administer, and this is all part of our process. So this is in the plan for 2024. I can't tell you what the exact dollars are, but I do know that this is in the plan, and the funding is almost all in place, and we're hopeful to see other orders of government pick up some of that funding as well. The federal government and the provincial government, this is something that we'll be talking to them about, but we're pretty committed to this and pretty convinced that we're going to be able to do this starting next year.
Great. Do you have any success stories or examples from other cities or regions that may have implemented, you know, this particular system, the BRT system, like highlighting their positive impacts? Like, is this going to be a good thing?
Yeah, absolutely, Suki. And that's a great question. I was just in Ontario, the York region. I went and saw how theirs worked. It's really very, very similar to what the LRT would have been like, only it's buses. It's not on... It's not on track.
Not on track.
On road, but it is dedicated lanes, so those buses are going very quickly, and it's the same kind of portals or stations, if you will, where people get on that are covered, that have access to things like the internet and you know, waiting areas.
Great.
So it's really a well. The ones in Ontario I saw were well done, and I expect ours will be just as efficient and effective for our traveling public.
Great. Those are kind of the positive highlights. And, you know, obviously, you know, when any project like this is coming to fruition, there's always like challenges or concerns. And so were there any that were raised in that in particular, because you were visiting Ontario, anything raised by residents regarding this, or, you know, how were they addressed? Like, are there any potential issues you think that, you know, Surrey taxpayers may kind of, you know, have an issue with?
No, I think it, I didn't see any negatives in Ontario, that is for sure. When you talk about their LRT system in Ottawa, there is really, they're having their challenges there, but not with BRT in York region. They didn't have, the other good thing about it, it is very robust, so it can, it's very fluid and it happens easily, and they can, they're using roadways, so it's pretty easily and effectively put into a city. I think the other thing that's a benefit for Surrey is we already were planning for LRT. So our road, our bridges that, you know, people don't realize, but we do have bridges on King George, we're all widened already for welcoming the other routes, but now we'll just be using it for BRT instead of LRT.
Perfect.
Pretty simple.
Yeah, so it seems like it's going to be like sort of a seamless experience, right? It's just going to kind of merge in with the existing transit as well, public transportation like Sky, you know, our buses. So it seems like it'll integrate pretty easily from what it sounds like.
Right. And I think the other thing that we know, because as everybody knows, there's a number of lights all along King George. Those lights will all be coordinated. And that's what is so very seamless about it. It's all coordinated. The lights will be coordinated with the buses and that route. So it works very quickly and it moves people very well. So I think that's important. I think the most important part, though, Suki, is that Surrey residents, transit ridership in Surrey, is at about 120% pre-COVID. So what that means is our ridership in Surrey has grown dramatically since 2021. And 20%, in fact. And so when we look at that, we really do need to get more public transit on our roads. We need that ability for people to get around, and we need public transit. And, you know, I'll tell you, it's pretty interesting to note that Surrey, our region right here, is one of the has had the most increase of anywhere, not only in Metro Vancouver, but right across the country. Our ridership has gone back to pre-COVID conditions the fastest. We are the most resilient. So that's pretty incredible. I'll give you another fun fact, if you will. Mm-hmm. 7 million people per year board the bus at King George.
Amazing. 7 million. That's astounding.
7 million. Mm-hmm. We are really, really moving people in Surrey, even with our limited public transit resource. We are really moving people by transit in our community, and that is students. And, of course, if you look at the Newton area, the Kwantlen University students are all using that corridor every day.
Correct.
And, yeah.
Great.
So it's crucial to our city to get this done.
It is. It is. In closing, as the mayor of Surrey, what message do you have for Surrey residents right now regarding the future of the BRT project? Obviously, we know it's aligning with Surrey's long-term urban development and sustainability goals. But anything you want to say in closing right now?
Well, I think I think you said it almost best. It is so exciting to see what's happening in this city and to see the growth. And public transit is so important to growth. It's important to our economic development. It's important to students. It's important to people just living their daily lives. People will be getting out of their cars. They are slowly but surely, but they cannot if we don't deliver the kind of public transit we need to do, and we are going to do it in Surrey because we are the future. There is no question about it. Surrey is going to be the epicenter of British Columbia, and all the action is going to be here, and we have to build for it.
Thank you so much for such an insightful conversation, Mayor Brenda Locke. I'd like to extend our gratitude from Shady Punjab for joining us today and shedding light on this promising future of public transportation in Surrey. You know, I think this proposed bus rapid transit system is not just a transit project, but it's a step towards a more sustainable and connected Surrey. And we look forward to seeing this vision come to life and creating a better, more efficient transportation system for all residents of Surrey.
Yeah, thank you very much, Susie.
Yeah, we look forward to having you back on air soon with more developments. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
And AAC, Surrey, the Mayor Brenda Locke, and Vadia News and Energy Dittia, Kende Do Sala Tak Jeta He Surrey Da Jada Apna Route Chunya Gaya, the Route De Sab Dinal Jadi Project Shuru Ho Jugi. So great news for those that use public transit. Vak Da Gaya Break Da Idai Sana Jadi Reo. Shere Punjab AM 600, your favorite news talk station.